it's hard to negotiate with people who are oriented to wipe you off the face of the earth. And from the river to the sea, you can spin that any way you want, but that is what it is.
It's so hard not to get frustrated. I'm trying to make peace here, but Dr. Phil, look, last things on this. Number one, Netanyahu has said from the river to the sea. So don't tell me that you don't like from the river to the sea when your prime minister says it. Number two, he's actually doing river to the sea, and they're going to take Gaza, and they're going to try to take the West Bank. Number three, they've now killed 60 times the number of civilians. So how could killing 60 times the number of civilians be more morally correct than killing one time? It just doesn't make any sense. But America's only looking at it from the Israeli perspective. Oh, my God, what would you do if you were attacked? Okay, but I'm asking you, what would you do if another race, country, religion, government was oppressing you for 57 years? They have to go to checkpoints. They get humiliated at every checkpoint. They have no rights at all. The settlers have killed 1,000 people in the West Bank. Nothing to do with the Gaza Strip. Nothing to do with Hamas. Hamas is not in charge of the West Bank. They kill, oppress, humiliate, and then they go, I can't believe you're mad about it. Oh, my God, I can't give you freedom because you don't like Israel. How were they supposed to like Israel? At what point would they have liked Israel? When they drove them from their homes in 1948? When they drove them off their land in the West Bank, the Gaza Strip? At what point, I mean, what kind of perverse logic is, I'm going to brutalize you for 60 years, but you have to love me? The right-wing government of Israel is a plague upon this earth.